To clear some of this junk out of here. You know, Mother, it's amazing what you can accumulate in 4 years of high school. Oh, look! Look! Part of the old goalpost from the Hilldale-Wilton game, remember?
Well, you don't have to do it all today.
Oh, I know, but I just feel like getting it all out of here. You know, when I leave for college, Mother, I want all the silly stuff out of the way.
I'm going to miss all this silly stuff.
Oh, be honest, Mother. Think how much easier life is going to be around here. You'll have this extra room for sewing, and you won't have Jeff and me fighting all the time.
Might even miss that. Well, call me if you need some help.
Thank you, Mother. Jeff?
I'm in here, ma'am.
Little brother?
Yeah?
May I have your attention for one moment, please?
What's your problem?
You recognize these new priceless objects?
Well, sure, that's a piston from somebody's car, and that's a fish I caught.
They're yours, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. Why?
How did they get in my closet?
Search me.
Well, I can assure you, Jeff, that nobody else in the family put them there. If you're going to start a junkyard, start it in your own room. You are absolutely the most careless, thoughtless, untidy individual that ever walked on 2 feet. Just because you want to live like a slob is no reason to mess up everybody else's room. Oh, you make me so furious. Weren't you going to say anything? Jeff, why don't you say something?
Sorry, ma'am.
Hello there, Doc Stone.
Well, hello. Remember me? I'm Pruitt the plumber.
Yeah.
I installed a new water heater for you a couple of weeks back.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that was the day my wife and I were away. My daughter was here.
Ah, she's a fine little girl. Mary's her name, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, and your boy, Jeff, that's his name, right?
Right. He's a fine lad you got there.
Well, how's the water heater working?
Oh, seems to be doing the job just fine.
Ah, that's good.
You did get my check, didn't you?
Oh, sure. I just like to drop around and check up on my work and see that everything's going all right.
Well, we appreciate that, Mr. Pruitt.
I would have been here much sooner, Doc, only I've been laid up. Doc? I got a terrible pain right here in my shoulder. It kind of hits me when I get up out of bed in the morning. I can't hardly lift this on.
Strained muscle there.
Oh, no, Doc. Not a muscle, exactly. It's more like in the joint. It's a sort of a, you know, a shooting pain. I can hardly lift a wrench with that arm. What do you suppose causes that, Doc?
Well, let's see. You know, Mr. Pruitt, I'm a pediatrician, not a bone specialist.
Ah, Doc.
A plumber is a plumber, and a doctor is a doctor. You're too modest. A pediatrician takes care of kids, right?
Right.
What are grown-ups? King-size kids, right?
What's your problem?
If Pruitt the plumber shows up here again, tell him I've gone to Alaska.
Oh, you say so, dear.
How obvious can you be? Just how obvious can you be?
I wouldn't know.
I'm swinging out the driveway. He comes up in his truck, jumps out, waltzes up with a big smile, says, well, how's the water heater, Doc? Everything okay, Doc? Want to make sure everything's all right, Doc? That fraud, that galvanized old phony.
Strange.
Do you know why he came by? Was it to find out if the water heater was working properly? Oh, no. Oh, I got a terrible pain in my shoulder, Doc. What do you think it is? All he wanted was free medical advice.
This is plugged up.
I'm supposed to give him my services for nothing. I'm just a doctor. I only spent 10 years learning my profession, but I'm supposed to give him my services for nothing. Can you imagine what would happen if I asked him to work for nothing? Why, so much as mention a leaky pipe, $10. I can tell you it's enough to shake your faith in human nature.
Dear, it's much too nice a day to take such a dim view of our fellow man. Just fix the hose.
Shh. Cool it, I hear you.
Come on, honey, let's like people today. I still love you, dear. Mother, what's wrong with Jeff?
Well, nothing that I know of. Why?
I don't know. He's acting so strangely. Oh, I'll be so glad when the time comes and I'm living at college.
What's with her?
Situation normal. Oh, now, don't tell me you're really going to throw that away, Jeff.
Well, sure. Look, it's cracked.
Well, why didn't you think of that before instead of parking it in my closet?
Well, gee, Mary, I don't know how it got in there.
Well, it probably just walked in and curled up all by its little self.
Hey, Mary, you want to throw this away? It's your diary. I mean...
Oh, no! I don't know how it got in there. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks.
Well, hello there, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Could I interest you in watering the plants in the patio?
Oh, sure. Later, though. No, really, Dad. It's just that I'm in the middle of writing a letter, and well, I'd kind of like to finish it. Okay?
Okay.
Where is it, dear?
It's Jeff.
Oh, what's he done now?
Well, nothing. But this morning, when I bawled him out, he didn't come back with a nasty answer. And just now, he found my diary that I had put in the trash by mistake. And he didn't even open it. I mean, suddenly he's so thoughtful.
Is that bad?
I don't know. It's so unnatural.
Oh, Jeff, the plants in the patio are dry.
Oh, I promised Dad I'd do them later. Right now I'm writing a letter to Mr. Coggins.
Oh, who's Mr. Coggins?
Oh, you remember my English teacher last year? Boy, was he a neat guy. He's teaching in Chicago now. Hey, Mary, your hair looks real neat that way.
Anybody see my pliers? My tools are scattered all over the place.
Alex.
Somebody drove a car right into this water faucet, knocked it all out of whack. Probably that sneaky Pruitt when he backed his truck in there to install the water heater.
Alex, I have some good news for you.
No.
I think that Jeff is changing.
Changing into what?
I mean, in his attitude toward Mary. Do you know, twice today he was actually nice to her? How do you like that?
Don't jump to conclusions. You know, Jeff, if he's been nice to her, he has a reason.
Oh, Alex.
Now, you'll find he has an ulterior motive. It's human nature. Everybody has an axe to grind these days.
Mary, I think you dropped your earring.
You did? I did?
Well, it is yours, isn't it?
Yes, it's yours. I mean, mine. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing.
Huh. Well, I thought maybe you'd be looking for your radio.
Never mind, Jeff. It doesn't work anyway.
Well, it does now. I fixed it. See? Good as new.
Jeff? Mary? Lunch is ready.
That was Mother.
Oh, you go ahead. I gotta wash my hands.
Mother, I'm worried. I tell you, I am worried that Jeff is up to something.
Oh, now, Mary.
Never, never in his entire life has he been this nice to me. Do you know that he just fixed my transistor radio and gave it back to me? Oh, sweet boy. It's a trap. All of his sweetness is for a reason. Jeff has done something terrible, and he knows I'm about to find out about it. Honestly, you and your father, you're a pair of cynics. You suspect your brother, your father suspects the plumber. All right. All right, you explain it. Why is he acting this way?
Honey, from as far back as I can remember, you've been wishing he'd act this way. And now that he does, you distrust him. Honestly.
If he had started it gradually, it would have been a lot different. No, Mother, I just have a feeling that I am about to find out the terrible truth.
Hey, what's everybody standing around for? Let's see. Hey, where's Dad?
Well, he'll have to start later. He went down to the hardware store to look for a faucet.
Oh, let's see.
Mother, where is down here?
Down in the basement.
Mother, I can't find my white dress.
Oh, well, is it the cleaner's? Jeff took it last week.
Oh, but Mother, I have to have it for tomorrow.
Oh, for what?
Mother, I cannot go to Sylvia's party without my white dress.
Well, call the cleaner's.
They're closed on Saturday.
Oh, honey, they're not closed on Saturday.
What if they are?
Honey, call the cleaner's.
Hello? Hello, Feral Dry Cleaners. This is Mary Stone. I believe you have a white dress of mine. Yes, I'll wait.
They're checking, Mother. Honey, you could have saved a lot of time by simply going down there to pick it up. I know it's there.
Yes. But it has to be. Oh, are you sure? They don't have my white dress.
Oh, honey, it has to be there.
But, Mother, it's not. They looked and they checked and... Mother, that's it.
It's what?
This explains it. This is why Jeff has been knocking himself out to be kind to me.
Honey, I don't quite follow you.
Well, but, Mother, don't you see? Jeff never took the dress to the cleaners.
But, Mary, I saw him go right out the front door with it.
Well, it never got there. He lost it somewhere. I'll bet he left it in somebody's greasy old car. I tell you, it's in somebody's garage right now.
Hi. I was just going by the cleaners, and I thought you'd want your dress for tomorrow.
You were saying, Mother, why is he doing this to me? Why is he doing this to me?
I've been to every hardware store in town. Do you know that I can't replace this insignificant faucet?
Have you had your lunch?
I'm not hungry. I'll bet that sneaky Pruitt picked this particular faucet to back his truck into. He knew it couldn't be replaced. I tell you, honey, the human race has fallen to a new low. You can't trust anybody.
If I don't find out what Jeff is up to soon, I'm going to go out of my mind. Clear out of my mind.
I think you and your father are a little out of your minds already.
He has to have a reason. You know it. Daddy, does it make sense that Jeff would suddenly turn into the sweetest, most considerate person on the face of the earth if he hadn't done something terrible or didn't want something?
I give you my opinion on this. Of course he has a motive. Everybody has a motive. Look at that miserable faucet.
Do you know what it might be? An important phone call, and Jeff took the message. Like from Scotty wanting me to go to the spring formal, and Jeff forgot to tell me. I bet that's what it was.
I would like to know what is happening to this family. I mean, is it inconceivable for one member of the family to be decent to another without having an axe to grind?
Darling, I'm not criticizing Jeff. All I'm saying is that it's human nature to butter up another person if you want something.
And this applies to everybody?
Everybody. Especially boys and plumbers.
Well, that is a nice attitude. I must say that is a nice attitude for a doctor and a father.
Hey, I'm only being realistic.
Realistic. There's a convenient word. I must say, anytime we want to be mean or small, we say we're being realistic. Well, you tell me one thing, Dr. Alexander Stone. Whatever happened to that priceless commodity called human kindness?
Now, darling, you're getting excited.
Do you know what you are? Do you? You're a cynic. And your daughter is turning into a cynic, too.
But darling, you're making a mountain out of nothing. We're human beings, and human beings are by nature conniving and mercenary.
Are you trying to tell me that nobody does anything nice for anybody without a mercenary reason?
Unfortunately, darling, to a large extent, that's true.
All right. Let's take a for instance, since you stated that way. Last week, when you came home from the office, you brought me a dozen roses. I want an explanation.
That was
what
different.
What was your mercenary reason?
Honey, you're twisting things. I bought the flowers because I love you.
Oh, love. Look who's talking about love. 30 seconds ago, you just stood right there and denied that it existed.
I'm not going to argue with you. You're right. You win. It's not an ounce of cunning or malice in our whole tribe. We're a band of angels. Yeah? Papa loves Mama. Mama loves Papa. Son loves daughter. Daughter loves son. Mother loves... What's the matter?
It's too much.
Too much of what?
I wonder what Jeff has done.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Oh, hello, Mr. Pruitt.
Say, I did what you told me to do, Doc, and my shoulder feels great.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
And you say you ain't a bone specialist.
Well,
By the way, Doc, I... Notice some water running down your driveway.
You got a leaky pipe? Somebody ran into a faucet.
Well, how do you like that? It's a good thing I come in. I'll go out to the truck and get my tools.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Pruitt. I got...
See? Did I tell you?
At least $10. Scotty, I know this is a strange thing to ask, but there's been a kind of mix-up over here. Have you phoned in the last couple of days and left any messages for me? You haven't. Well, Anne, I called everybody I know and nobody has left any messages. So it wasn't that. My record player! I'll bet he's broken my record player. I'll talk to you later, Anne.
They just don't make this kind anymore, Doc, so all I can do is fix it for
you. Look, just let it go, huh? I'll put a cap on the pipe.
Now, you can't do that, Doc. You gotta have a faucet out here. I'll fix it for you. You just keep your shirt on.
Any clues? I am stumped, Mother. I have never been so frustrated in my entire life. Jeff has not forgotten any phone messages. None of my records are broken, and my record player hasn't even been touched. I am up against a blank wall.
Well, there has to be some answer.
Mother, let's be very calm and analytical. Now, there can only be two explanations. One, Jeff has done something dreadful, and you and I have completely exhausted that line. Or two, Jeff wants something. He's going to ask me a big favor. I've got it.
The favor?
Oh, Mother, it's so simple. The auto show. Well, Mother, don't you see? He is flat broke. I know that. He is 2 weeks overdrawn on his allowance. So, what's he going to do? He's going to tap good old Mersey for a loan.
Now, that makes sense.
Oh, that little conniver. Oh, well,
wait, just a second. He hasn't asked you yet.
Oh, but he will.
Well,
come on. I want you to be an eyewitness to this whole
thing. Well,
where'd he go?
It's like a mob marching on City Hall. What's
that? Mary thinks she has the answer.
It's all very simple. Jeff wants a favor. He has no money. He knows he can't get any from you or from Mother, and he wants to go to the auto show. So who's he going to try to borrow it from? Well, that has to be it. I have covered every other possibility.
Except one.
Now, what's that?
Well, this is a letter that Jeff has been writing to his friend, Mr. Coggins.
Oh?
Dear Mr. Coggins, it was sure good to hear from you, and I'm glad you are getting along so well in Chicago. It is probably a lot better now that you are back with your family and have everybody together again. What you said in your last letter about the importance of a family staying together is sure true. In our house right now, my sister Mary is getting ready to leave for college, and it makes me think that it isn't going to be the same around here when she's gone.
I never thought I would miss her, but now that she's really going, it's a lot different. I think about all the bad times I've given her, and I wish I'd tried to be a little nicer to her. I guess you never think about these things and how much somebody means to you until it's too late. I'm trying to make it up to her, but there's not much time. Not enough time. Shall I read some more?
Well?
Well. As always, our Mr. Pruitt. What did he charge?
He's no help. He's worse than Jeff. Did it for nothing.
What's so fascinating down there?
I'm just watching my little brother. You know, when I think of how I've misjudged him, and all the time under that rough exterior, there was so much warmth and love. You know, if there were only some way for us to look into the hearts of other people.
Okay, Smitty, turn it on.
See all the goodness there.
I said, turn it on!
And all the kindness.
You stupid bumblehead, wait till I get my hands on you!
Run, Smitty!
Oh,
what was that?
That was his situation.
What?
Returning to normal.
This has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.